Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Timotheus, good morning.
Good snowy, chilly Thursday morning to you, brother.
Did you say a good winter morning? Is that what you just said?
Basically, yes.
Turn me up just a little bit. Just a tad. That's good, right?
All right there.
So we were talking earlier, folks, about the fact that it was chilly this morning, cold this morning, snowy. Timotheus said when he got up at 3:30 to come to work, snowing pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, and then we said, this is the way it's supposed to be.
So that's the 10th day of January.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said a moment ago. So that's the way it's supposed to be.
We have been blessed so far with weather.
We have.
We have been very blessed. But anyway.
And we want to continue to be.
Absolutely.
And so folks might want to call us and bless us with a telephone call or an email. How would they do that?
They could give us a call at 606-789-0318. That's 606-789-0318. If it's more convenient for you to email, you could do that. godspointofview@yahoo.com. Again, it's godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can even go to our Facebook page. That's God's Point of View, and we are live streaming on the Facebook page right now. So if you want to do that, or you could just text the great Scott over here at 606-367-0137.
Yeah, that'll work. Now, I noticed we got some folks watching us this morning. David Bowling is on there. Good brother David. Sister Brenda Blair is watching. Sister Geraldine Spence, Rebecca K. Stambo Wright is watching. God bless all of you.
Wow, we've got a bunch, don't we?
Yeah, now when I put my phone back like that, I'm sideways. I'm not sure what's causing that.
Yeah, there you just prop it up best you can, bro.
All right, that's all I know to do. As long as I can see who's calling, that's the main thing I want to. Not calling, but can see who's watching. That's the main thing I'm concerned about.
There you go. That's it.
So if folks want to give us a call, they could do that, and we'd love to talk with them. Maybe they have an idea about a New Year's resolution. We started talking about that last week, you know, about some things we ought to think about in this new year. And so we talked about two or three things last week. We said we want to continue those this week as well. So what resolutions have you made, Timotheus?
To read more my Bible.
Yeah.
To pray more. Because I find myself trying to do it on my own all the time.
Yes, sir.
But really not had a lot.
I thought you were going to say, but I really have not had a lot of success on accomplishing
that. No. I don't make a lot of resolutions. Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. Because sometimes I set myself up for failure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everybody wants to lose weight and all that, but if you don't, then you're going to be depressed because you did.
What is failure?
Failure is not completing. Well, it depends what you're.
You know where I'm going with this.
I know where you're going.
And you know you're trying to dig yourself out of a ditch now.
I'm already in a hole. When I knew it, I looked at you. I'm going the wrong direction here.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Most people think, you know, I'm going to quit smoking. They'll say, and they go for 20. 30 days, no smoke a cigarette, then all of a sudden they break over and smoke one. Well, I failed, might as well go back and start smoking my two packs a day.
No, don't do that.
Failure is not falling down.
Yeah.
Failure is staying down.
Staying down. I seen a quote the other day from Michael Jordan.
Yeah?
We all know who Michael Jordan is.
Who is he?
You don't know who Michael Jordan is?
I do indeed.
But I think the quote, I'm going by memory, so hopefully I've got this right, said he had missed over 9,000 shots, had lost 330 games before he succeeded.
Yeah. In other words, he kept trying. He didn't quit.
He didn't quit.
Just man falleth seven times, the Bible says.
Yeah.
But he gets up again. Yeah. Babe Ruth is known for all those home runs he hit, 700 and how much was it? 13, 14?
Something like that.
Till Hank Aaron broke his record with 715. I guess that record's been broken now. I don't know.
Yeah, not sure.
But he also struck out 3,000 times.
Yes.
So you have to put yourself out there and do your best, and if you fall down, don't view it as a failure. View it as a, let me say it this way, don't view it as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good way. So Shirley Stamper's watching, Judy Frazier's watching, Judy, my old work buddy at the bank years ago. Dustin Jones watching, son-in-law. God say good things about him.
So, well, it's not hard. It's not hard to say good things about.
No,
Dustin.
I don't have to. I don't have to spend any time at all trying to think up something.
No.
So last week we talked about making some resolutions, and we said one of the things we ought to do was to pray more. I think anything you do to better yourself spiritually or otherwise, even at your job or whatever, maybe you got a hobby and you want to work at it, pray about it. Ask God to help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray more. The power is not ours. The power comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says in Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So pray more. Number two, invest your spiritual gift. Everybody's got one. And we are told that we are to invest in it, to give diligence to it, and to make ourselves worthy of it. Everybody has one.
What if you don't know what your spiritual gift is?
Well, then you need to put yourself under the tutelage. That's a $2 word for you. Under the teaching of somebody who can help you find that.
Amen.
Yeah. Think of someone you respect. Think of someone that you value. Think of someone that you know to the best of their ability. Now, not perfectly. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody.
But understands the Word of God, has a good handle on it, has studied, has a track record. And ask them to help you find your spiritual gift. For local church members, go to your pastor and say, I need help with this. Mm-hmm. Dog him, track him down, find him, and say, you promised to help me. He'll set up a Bible study with you, if for no other reason, just to get rid of you for a while. But seriously, we need to find what our spiritual gift is. We teach a class at Highland called SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
And S stands for spiritual gift. H stands for heart passion. What are you passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
A stands for ability. What are your natural abilities? P stands for personality. If you're a gruff fella and don't know how to talk to people, you probably don't want to go door knocking.
Or be a greeter.
Or be a greeter. And E is experience. You say, well, I had that experience years ago, and I thought it was going to help me. It hadn't helped me a bit. You can use any experience you've ever had in life to further your service for Christ.
Even if you were in the midst of sinful things, the Lord can use those things for his kingdom. Absolutely. No doubt.
There's my Bill Barker impersonation.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. They ought to hire me here just for that.
Do you have to have a cup of coffee to do that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could do it with my water.
You're causing Bill Barker to turn over in his grave now talking about that.
No, I just wondered if I could do it with my water.
I don't think you can.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, number three, get more involved and get more intentional on evangelism. I think we may have touched on that last week. Paul said, I've become all things by all means in order to save some.
Mm-hmm.
So you see somebody in Lowe's. Do you know if they're lost or saved? Strike up a conversation. You're waiting there in line to get checked out. So say something to the person. Have a little gift in your pocket. I used last week the illustration about the little crosses. I think I gave five or six away yesterday. I was out of town yesterday. Find somebody. Walking into my, went to the doctor yesterday. And so in the waiting area, the lady sitting there with a little boy, about 2.5, maybe 3 years old.
Oh, boy.
And a little infant, a month old. And so I could not keep from going over and talking with her and ended up giving her three crosses. One for the boy and one for the baby, and she had a 12-year-old daughter. And I said, they don't know me, but they know about Jesus. Yeah, they sure do. I said, well, give them this and tell them some old preacher gave these 2 years ago. She'll put those up and give those children, I hope and pray.
Yeah.
Be more intentional. That's a form of evangelism. Everybody doesn't have to be in the pulpit. You can evangelize people in a number of ways. Number four, care for yourself spiritually. You have to take care of yourself. I remember the old preacher one time was out in the driveway shooting some baskets at his house, you know, basketball.
He wouldn't had a gun shooting little
basketball. No. He was shooting basketball.
Just wanted to make sure everybody understood
that.
And
his sister went by and saw him, and she thought he was wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stopped.
Judging
him, I reckon.
Yeah.
And she stopped, went back, and she said, preacher, don't you know the Bible say that bodily exercise profiteth little? And he just kept shooting. He said, I know, sister, but I'm just trying to get that little. If it's just a little help, I'm going to try to get it.
Just a little.
So care for yourself spiritually. Paul said to the Philippians, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold for that for which Christ took hold of me. Mm-hmm. And number five, make tough decisions you know are best.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to make the tough decisions.
No.
They want to procrastinate and they want to let somebody else end up doing it. Again, in Acts chapter 20, they tried to keep Paul from going to Jerusalem. And he said, and now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. He said, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. Paul knew he was going to be arrested, and he knew he was going to face imprisonment. But he did it anyway, because that was the right thing to do.
Yes.
Number six, and I've got several, and I'm just going to mention them without mentioning scripture references. If somebody wants a copy of them, they can call me later, text me, 367-0137. Confront debilitating patterns of sin. Everybody's got things in their life that's called a besetting sin. It trips you up every time.
Yep.
Confront it. Call it for what it is.
Deal
it's
with
sin.
It. Yep.
Do the hard work needed to build a community with people. Keep in touch with the culture. That's one of the reasons we do this show.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons we got a phone call coming.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, this is Wanda LaMasters.
Hey, Wanda.
I was calling to see if, request prayer for me.
Well, of course, we'd be happy to. You know what we could, we'll pray for you right now, but you know what I'd love for you to do?
The
phone number I gave you a moment ago, 367-0137, you feel free to call that number anytime, and I'll pray with you anytime you want me to.
Okay, I'd sure appreciate that.
Wanda, God bless you today. Lord, bless Wanda today and all of her endeavors. Strengthen her physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and may this be the best year for her in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, sister.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got Benjamin Adam Stevens watching. We've got Kevin Williamson, old brother Kevin from down there. Where are you today, brother? It looks like you're down in South Texas. He's a bluegrasser.
South Texas.
Yeah, I got a good couple of songs on the chart now. I may have more than that by now.
Yeah.
Olivia Wiley Stambo's watching. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for taking the time. That shows you care.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So anyway, winding up this, prioritize your family, read more. I got a bunch of things here. Now, does anybody ever do these completely and perfectly?
No.
Of course not. Nobody does. We're human, but we got to keep trying.
Got to keep. And you were talking about the courage making the tough decisions. If you've been sitting for years, just doing nothing, because you just don't, you're afraid to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It takes courage sometimes to make those decisions. It
takes courage, and you'll do it better if you have somebody helping you.
Absolutely. If you need help, ask.
I remember years ago there was a, up in Calgary, that's in Canada.
Alberta, Canada.
Yeah. Up there they have a horse pool. And so they take these horses that are really, you know, strong,
mm-hmm.
and they attach them to these big logs.
Okay.
And some of these logs weigh as much as 2,000 pounds.
Mm.
So they got this one horse, and they hitched him up to it. He pulled 2,000 pounds, and they hitched another horse up, and he pulled 2,000 pounds. So they thought, wonder what they could do if we put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So they put them together.
And we would think 4,000 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
But you'd be wrong.
I know.
Set them up, I'll knock them down.
I know.
They hauled 8,000 pounds.
Because they did it together.
It's called synergy.
Yeah.
It's called synergy. There's power, folks, in being with people. There's power in working together.
That's why the Bible tells us to fellowship.
Amen.
And not negate coming together.
Not negate. Now, that's a good word.
Ooh, yeah. I surprised you with that, didn't I?
You did. As a matter of fact, I was waiting for the old King James. But you threw me a curveball there. Did you ever try to button a sweater?
Have I ever tried to button a sweater?
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right, here's the next question, follow-up question.
Okay.
Did you ever start with the wrong button?
Yes, I have. I have started with the wrong button.
You know, I have noticed in life.
Where are we going with that?
That when you start with the wrong button, you always have to unbutton and start over.
I have to start over, yeah.
So what we need to do this new year, we're focusing a lot on the new year because it is...
The new year.
The new year. And so what we all need to do this new year is to evaluate and set some priorities. In other words, here's four things you ought to think about. What is my passion? What am I passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how much time do I spend on my passion?
Mm.
Number three, how much money do I spend on that?
Now, that may get somebody right there.
Yeah, and number four, what will I choose it over?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sacrifice.
Now, think about those buttons now. Buttons represent priorities. If you get the top button of a shirt button wrong, all the other buttons...
Out of place.
Or out of place, out of order.
Yeah.
So if you take the bottom button, that's how I always start. I take that bottom button and I start buttoning it up. And then I make sure I'm okay. Now, if I get the bottom button in the top hole.
Uh-oh.
I've got a real problem.
You better start over.
Let's look at, see, I'm a 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of guy.
Yes,
I need a plan.
Yeah, an outline.
Start here, then there, then there, then there. And I think most people are.
I think so.
So let me give you five or six things.
Okay.
I'm buttoning your sweater. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Button number one. That's the top button.
Yeah.
God.
Absolutely.
Jesus said the top button is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22 and verse 37. So you seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and all the other things he said will be added to you. So we need to read some of God's word every day and talk to him throughout the day. Start right there.
Yep.
I've read his word this morning. I've talked to him this morning, and I'm going to continue it all day. Button two, your spouse. Your spouse. Now, if you're married, that means your spouse is your number two priority. You made a vow to God at your wedding to honor your spouse and forsake all others. That's number two button. Number three button, your children.
Mm-hmm.
Love them and teach them about God. Take care of their spiritual needs before you enroll them in the sports or the dance classes.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Come on now, parents. You know I'm telling you the truth. Make kids grow up with the right values. But most kids, I fear, are growing up with the wrong values because the parents instilled the wrong priorities in them to begin with.
And there's nothing wrong with kids dancing or playing ball. That's not the problem.
Not the problem.
The problem is when you prioritize it before you do God.
And don't we all know that? All of us know that. Parents know that.
But
we don't do it.
We don't do it.
Which is why we have to keep telling them over and over and over and over and over.
That's why you're telling them now.
Absolutely. Button four, your job.
Mm-hmm.
God, spouse, children, job. You can serve God at your job by doing excellent work.
Yes.
So the Bible says whatever you do.
Do it for the glory of God.
Do your work heartily. Do all to the glory of God. Colossians 3:23-24. You're right, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Button five, your ministry. I knew of a pastor years ago who put his ministry as his highest priority. It was button one. He almost lost his family.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. I gave my life away to strangers and neglected my own household.
Yeah.
Don't give your life away to strangers and to the neglect of your household. Folks, you can. Preachers, you can have an effective ministry and still raise a healthy family.
And for those that's under a preacher or minister, whatever, your pastor, don't expect him to be there for you when he's not, when he needs to be there for his family.
There you go.
Don't expect too much.
I'm for it. Button six. This is the last button on your sweater unless you've got a very big sweater. Your hobbies.
I'm not going there anyway.
Your hobbies.
Hobbies.
Now God wants you to rest. God believes in recreation, like the preacher out there shooting the baskets.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have a hobby, but it should be the bottom button.
Yeah.
Not the top button.
Yeah.
Those things help me, and I hope and pray to God they help you. We've got Olivia Stambo. We've got Elizabeth Melching Van Hoos. We've got Daniel Scott Ward. That's the firstborn in the Scott household. God bless your little heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Got a text from her yesterday saying she's in Carter County, Kentucky, around the old stomping ground of one J.M. Scott, Paintsville, Kentucky. That's where I learned most of the, all the things about life is right there in Carter County.
And you're talking about hobbies fastball you used to have or something down there?
Oh, the roundhouse curveball.
Oh, that curveball.
Let's get it right. Let's get it right. If you don't talk about it, let's get it right. Hey, speaking of sports, that's a good segue.
Yes, sir.
Trevor Lawrence.
Hmm.
You know the name?
No, I don't think so.
What's the matter with you? Not watching Clemson and Alabama play football?
I did not watch Clemson and Alabama.
Well, I didn't either.
But thank you for helping me there. I do know that Clemson wore them out, evidently. what I was told or heard.
Clemson routed Alabama and won its second title, I think, in two or three years.
Yes.
3 years, I think.
But they weren't expected to win.
No, huh?
Clemson was not expected to win.
They were not. So this Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
I'd never heard of him. I wouldn't know him if I saw him on the street, but I like what he says.
Okay.
He's a 19-year-old freshman. He was named the most valuable player.
Hey.
Now, he's already been hailed as a once-in-a-generation talent. You know, that
once
comes along.
Boy, that's a big statement.
That's a big statement. Then there's a plaque down there in Carter County. It's got, well, that's another story for another time. But anyway, ESPN said, quote, the legend of Trevor Lawrence has only just begun.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that's not the best part of the story.
Yeah.
When Trevor Lawrence was named Clemson's starting quarterback last year, reporters asked him how he stayed so calm. Now, listen to this, folks. That's just always my personality. Football's important to me, but it's not my life. It's not the biggest thing in my life. I would say faith is. And then he added this. I put my identity in what Christ says, who he thinks I am, and who I know that he says I am. Praise God for that.
Wow.
Amen.
19-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
Football player for Clemson.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
God has an idea of who you are. And again, this gets back to parents. Parents need to teach their kids who they are at an early age. I think even before the kids are born, we need to reclaim something the devil is stealing from us.
Yeah, amen.
And that's our identity.
Amen.
My residence is 416 College Street, but that is not where I live. I'm there physically.
You reside there.
I reside there.
Yeah.
I have been translated into the heavenly position. I now have positional relationship with Christ. I say now have for over 50 years. But every Christian has been raised to sit in heavenly places.
Amen.
With Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so don't let Satan rob you. You said, but you don't know what I did. No, but I know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sin is sin.
Yep.
Henry Nouwen. I know you read him to mow this.
Nope.
He's going on to be with the Lord now. Great theologian, Catholic theologian. He said this, and this sounds strange for a preacher to say. He said, quote, I don't often feel like a beloved child of God.
Hmm.
Now think about that. Now, he writes, strong emotion, self-rejection, and even self-hatred justifiably toss you about, but you are free to respond as you will. You are not what others or even you think about yourself.
Yep.
You are not what you do. You are not what you have. You are a full member of the human family, having been known before you were ever conceived and molded in your mother's womb.
Mm.
In times when you feel bad about yourself, folks, listen to me, because some of you made that resolution and you broke it. You tried to do it again. You broke it again. And right now you feel lower than a skunk's belly. Listen to this. Try to choose to remain true to the truth of who you really are. Look in the mirror each day and claim your true identity. Act ahead of your feelings and trust that one day your feelings will match your convictions. My, that's worth $1 billion. Here's another way of saying it. I like to say it like this. Act better than you feel, and you will begin to feel like you're acting.
Amen.
Choose now and concludes. Choose now and continue to choose this irrevocable truth. Spiritual practice, claim and reclaim your primal identity as the beloved daughter or son of a personal creator.
Mm,
isn't that good stuff?
That is good.
Wow. Brenda Marcellette's watching. Another mention there from our good brother Kevin Williamson. Kevin and Debbie from over there in Canova, West Virginia. 21 years ago, I guess, they stood before this preacher over there and said, I do, and they did, and they have. And he says, good word, fellas.
And they're still doing.
And they're still doing. Yeah. Did I mention he's a pretty good bluegrass singer? The whole family. He's not going to send me any commission for that either. I don't get any commission for that.
Okay.
That's a freebie.
All right, then.
So, do you remember the name Esau Timotheus?
Esau?
Yeah.
Yes.
Esau needed to reclaim his identity, but he couldn't seem to do it. You see, he sold his identity for a pot of stew.
Yep. He was the firstborn.
Yeah.
Gave up his rights.
Yeah. For a pot of stew.
For a pot of stew.
He let his appetite, his gluttonous appetite, steal his identity.
And the here and now. I think about that. He looked at what's here and now.
Yeah.
He didn't look what's there and what's coming up.
So when he asked his daddy about, don't you have anything for me? He sought it in tears.
Yep.
And his daddy
begged God, too.
Huh?
He begged God.
He did.
Yeah.
But you know, he already been given to the other.
Yep.
Folks, you'll lose who you're supposed to become in life. For nothing more than a plate full of meat and potatoes, if you're not careful. And you don't have to go rob a bank or steal somebody's wife or do any of those kinds of things, tell all kinds of lies. All you got to do to go to hell is do nothing.
Do nothing.
That's all you got to do. And that's what Satan wants you to do this year, is do nothing. You say, well, I don't trust churches. Is there anybody that you have any confidence in who claims to be a preacher, a pastor of a church? You don't have to start there. Set up a meeting with him at McDonald's somewhere, or have him buy you a double cheeseburger or something. You buy him a double cheeseburger.
Or a cup of coffee.
Yeah, or a cup of coffee. And just sit down and talk about the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And build some confidence in people.
But I fear sometimes people use that for an excuse.
I know we do.
You know, we have to be honest with ourselves first, I believe.
I think we do, too.
Ask the hard questions. That's what you said earlier.
That's exactly right, brother. We've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, about that. And you're looking for something.
Well, I had something here I wanted to share this morning. Something extra I wanted to share this morning.
A little bonus.
A little bonus.
Yeah.
A little bonus.
I always like a little bonus.
And
you're still looking for the bonus.
Well, I'll just pull some off the top of my head then.
This is really strange because you've always got your ducks in a row, my brother.
Yeah.
You already, and so I'm,
oh, you, oh,
this
oh,
is
you,
rare right here.
You think I don't have my ducks in the row? Quack, quack.
No, I say you always have your ducks in a row. You're always prepared.
Yeah, I try to stay that way. As a matter of fact, I try to over-prepare.
Yeah.
I try to prepare extra. Not just for this, but just walking to the car and going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, Food City, the hospital, nursing home, wherever I may be, I try to over-prepare. And that keeps you sharp. You know, the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Anthony Skeens is watching. Thank you, Anthony, for taking time to tune in. We appreciate all of our listeners.
Absolutely.
789, we've got a couple of minutes. You call, make a quick call, and we try to give you a quick answer. 7890318, or email us at God's Point of View. Been checking the email here. Got nothing this morning.
Yep.
Well, we had some things, but not
nothing
to the show.
That pertains to the broadcast.
Everybody's trying to sell their iPhones or sell their phones, Samsung and Apple and everybody, you know, trying to sell you a new phone.
Yeah. You're not buying it, huh?
Not right now.
Oh.
What about this 5G? Now, when's that coming out?
I don't know.
Don't know anything about it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You just sleep and work.
That's about what I do. Get up, go to work, go back home, sleep, and then get up and get ready for bed.
Well, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses over there in Russia are having a time.
No, I did not know
that. Putin is cracking down on them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
He don't want them to be over there. He don't want people to think differently. And so they arrested dozens of the members and the Russian president. He's been commenting about how it's violating the country's Supreme Court ruling, which categorized them as a terrorist organization.
The Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I read that right. And finally, just got enough time to throw this in, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Born in the USA.
There you go. Well, he's realized that you need more than just being born in the US of A. Here's what the headline reads. The Religious News Service says, with a surprising resort to prayer.
Wow.
Come on now. That's big, isn't it?
That is big.
The boss
Yeah.
Acknowledge, you don't have to call me that to mow this.
No, I was telling him that.
The boss acknowledges that his relentless quest for the American dream can't be separated from tradition, roots, place, a longing for home, and faith. Writes the boss, I need those things. Same things you need to mow this, same things I need. And folks, dare I say, the same things you need.
Amen.
God bless you.
Folks, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. I'd like to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evenings, life groups at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So come and be with us at the Highland Church of Christ. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.